It's a bad idea to get involved with the person you own a business with. Wait, nah, scratch that. It's a horrible idea to get further involved with the person you own a business with. I couldn't even count how many times a day I reminded myself of that. Even over the 2 years I spent involved with someone else, it was a very, very easy thing to say to yourself. Sure, it was much harder to actually do it. Especially when the woman in question looked like Greer. I tried to tell myself I was way too used to her big brown eyes and velvety mahogany skin for her to still have the same goddamn kind of effect on me that she had when we first met. And there was the fact that we'd already slept together. A lot. I knew what she smelled like, felt like, tasted like. Knew exactly what her body looked like underneath her clothes. I'd fisted handfuls of her sister locks, had buried my face between her thighs. Greer Rockford should be completely demystified for me. And yet, it never strayed far from my mind when I was around her. That as much as I knew, I wanted so much more. I wanted it all. I wanted her. That was what had me restless last night, up running at 3 a.m. Now that I was single again, and I believed she was too, it was in the back of my mind to pursue something more than this little friends with benefits situation we'd been dancing around for the last 15 years of knowing each other. We'd tried the relationship thing with this person and that person to no avail. So why not finally give it a shot with each other? If she was on you like that, don't you think she would have said something by now? That was the question that kept me up at night, wondering. Because we were friends, I knew Greer was picky with her romantic pursuits. It was one thing to make my way into her bed, which she was picky about those prospects too, but a whole other thing for her to consider something more. With everything I knew about her and everything she knew about me, it was probably best to keep things as they were. Her doing her thing, me doing mine. And then whenever it was convenient, meeting in the middle. I just couldn't get the idea of possibly taking it somewhere further out of my head. You probably should, though. 'Cause what if it goes all the way wrong? Yeah, there was that possibility. And it was the main thing on my mind as I showered and got dressed. I honestly hadn't expected to run into Greer at FWB, and definitely hadn't expected to almost get my head busted. That little run-in had me saying things I wasn't supposed to, but that may have been the case a little bit for her, too. I hadn't really reacted to it, but I definitely noticed her comment on the possibility of me still being hung up on my ex. Something that when we were in the prime of our friends with benefits situation wouldn't have mattered to her a single bit.